I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show. Joining us right now is Heather DeBailey from Catskill and Iowa 80 Group. Heather, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. A great show here at the Dallas Convention Center.
Yeah, I love Dallas.
It's really beautiful down here and so much going on and lots of drivers here at the show. Let's talk about, for the drivers who aren't here and talking to you folks in your booth, let's talk about what's the latest with the Catskill Weigh My Truck app.
Well, you know, it seems like we talk about the app all the time, which is good, but there are still drivers that maybe don't know about it, that they can actually download the app on their smartphone, pull up to the scale, and weigh all through their smartphone, never have to get out of the truck, never have to talk on the intercom, get their weights on the phone, and they're on their way. So in order to pay for that, that's usually the big question.
Right.
How do I set it up to pay?
Well,
they can use their EFS fuel card if their company authorizes it, or their ComData card. Same thing. Company has to make sure it's turned on.
Right.
Also, if they're an owner-operator and they don't have any of those, they can do PayPal and tie a credit card to it. So there's that option.
Great.
And then the newest option that we have is for maybe a fleet that doesn't have EFS or ComData, they can do an open charge where we ACH straight out of their account.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really great. So it's really easy. You have multiple ways to set up payment. This is going to eliminate a lot of downtime. Have you done the study? Do we know how, how much time we're saving here for the driver?
20 to 30 minutes per way.
Wow. Per way. So you're talking about, 20 to 30 minutes. How many miles could you make in 20 to 30 minutes?
Right.
You know? 30 minutes is also, that mandatory 30-minute break. Think about that.
Right.
Wouldn't you rather, however you're going to spend it, driving, or if you could, then take that break with that 30 minutes? That's a tremendous value in and of itself.
It is. And, we tested it. How long does the process take? You can get on and off the scale in about 3 minutes.
Right, right. And, again, drivers, so easy. I remember going back 20 years and cell phones were out. I was just starting on the show. Cell phones were a thing, but drivers were having a hard time. Now, back then, it wasn't smartphones. It was just about making a call. A few people may have been texting, but I don't think texting was a thing yet. But drivers did not even want to have the ability for anyone to call them while they're driving or on the road or reach them. They didn't want to be reachable. And then that changed, and then with smartphones, boom, catapulted the industry into a new era of efficiency. And this is where the Weigh My app comes in, Weigh My Truck app comes in. This is something where you're shaving a great amount of time that is extremely valuable to you. You're able to stay in your truck. All of these things you can do with your handheld device.
Absolutely. So, smartphone, iPhone, yeah. Android,
yeah.
iPad,
right?
Your
yeah.
Android tablet,
yep.
It works on all of those.
And so drivers, make sure you download it. It's a free app.
It is free.
Yeah.
And there's no additional charge to use it.
Right.
It's the same price to weigh whether you,
right.
From Catskill, whether you use the app or you go inside at the desk.
And they can find locations on the app as well?
We actually have a locator app. That will be probably our next step is to merge our two apps. But we do have a locator app that runs off the GPS in their phone. It will tell them where the closest scale is.
Kenley, some work going on at the Kenley. Where are we on that?
Oh, my goodness. Walls are up. Roof is on. And just dream of more chrome. That's all
right.
I can say.
Wow.
Doubling the size of the chrome shop.
There. Which is great. I'm easily distracted by shiny things, but you folks do these chrome shops right. And now that you're expanding it, my next visit to the Kenley may just be a full week vacation.
It could be.
We could spend some time. When do we expect this to be done?
We are hoping, fingers crossed, which means it'll take 6 months longer than what the construction guys say.
Right. Yeah.
We're hoping, mid-winter, so February.
Okay. Great. Great. And that's a good time to start thinking about, start doing some shopping and planning.
Yes.
Go through, get some ideas, do a walkthrough. And then, if you can, make the plans then, and then you start, as the warmer months come about, you start doing the work.
Well, and I look at that just like, people are planting flowers outside
sure.
in the spring.
Yep.
your truck is your home, and spring's the time to spruce it up and throw on those new accessories. And
absolutely.
Make it look good.
Yes, and then bring it out to the Super Truck Beauty Contest in
Absolutely.
Walcott. That would be great. Also, we understand the Iowa 80 has plans for more expansion. Now, are we going vertical now?
We're adding a fourth story.
No. Exactly. Where are these plans now?
A little west, a little north, a little east.
Right.
Can't go south because we're already up against the fence there.
Right. But. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Can't go on. Although,
The DOT, I'm sure, would move the interstate for us.
Well, I was going to say, we could move that overpass there, and then just build it, and you would just drive under the Iowa 80, right?
Yeah,
that's, we'll just keep that on the back burner. But there are plans for expansion there at the Iowa 80.
Absolutely.
Where are those plans right now? What are we talking about?
They're all drawn out.
Okay.
Now it's kind of the editing phase, looking at three different versions.
Right.
And what can we do.
Right.
But drivers just know. It's going to be better.
Yeah.
It's going to be bigger. There's going to be more options and more parking.
Yeah, this is going to be great. And so I look forward to unveiling those plans as they solidify in the future. The museum, which has recently expanded, tell us more about that.
We did. We just opened that at the end of June, actually.
Yeah.
And that doubled the size of the exhibit hall in the museum. So now we have nearly 100 trucks on display. So if you're out there, if you get by Iowa 80, you haven't been to the museum in a while, stop in because you've got about another 45 trucks to look at.
It's great. It's just awesome. And, of course, we're at the end of the summer now, but, the Walcott Jamboree this year, just terrific. Great turnout again.
It was. Yeah. It helps when the weather was absolutely beautiful, too.
You know, how gorgeous was it? There was a few storms that came in before it started, but... Man, during the show, just beautiful, gorgeous.
It was great. And, we had a lot of exhibitors, a lot of people out there. We had 65 trucks in the Super Truck Beauty Contest. We had almost 200 antiques on display.
Amazing.
And over 43,000 people showed up.
Wow, just great, just great. And so much live music, and it's so festive. Honestly, if you haven't experienced it, make the plans to be there next year and just stay. If you can stay all 3 days, that's great. But stay as long as you can, because I want you to take this in and see what I've been talking about for years. It's really festive.
Absolutely. And, even if you're a driver that is coming through and can only stay a couple of hours, it's right there at the truck stop, so you don't have to go anywhere.
Right, exactly.
Park your rig, walk across the parking lot, and join in the fun.
Absolutely. Heather, great talking to you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks.